Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Bikurim, lesson number 16. We will study Perek Gimel, Mishnayos Tes and Yud, the third Perek, the 9th and 10th Mishnayos. In the 9th Mishnah, we learn about something called Itur Bikurim, the decorations which are added and placed on top of the Bikurim. When the person brought a basket full of bikurim, on the top of the basket he would place fruits as an extra decoration. Now, could these, we learned already many times, that the bikurim had to be given only from the Shivas Haminim, only from wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, etc. However, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Anos Omer, Miatrin es habikurim chutz mishivas Haminim. This itur, this top layer which decorated the basket, could be even of fruits which were not among the Shivas Haminim. You had apples, pears, echves, kiwis, sabras, and you want to put them on top of the basket of figs, dates, grapes, you could do so. Rabbi Akiva Omer, ein miatrin es habikurim elo mishivas Haminim. Rabbi Akiva says, no, itur bikurim has to be the beautiful fruits of one of the seven species. That's what goes on top of the basket. Not apples, not kiwis, only dates, figs, grapes, olives, etc. The Yerushalmi explains, Rabbi Akiva's reason is exero, because he's concerned when people will see baskets of bikurim with apples on the top, they will think that apples are obligated in bikurim, which is not true. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, the itur, decorative upper layer, is also only from the Shivas Haminim, and the Yerushalmi says, according to Rabbi Akiva, only from Peros Eretz Yisroel. Rabbi Mishnah Yud continues, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Sholosh Midos Babikurim. There are three components of Bikurim. Habikurim, there's the basic Bikurim, as we learn, person goes down to his field, as the fruits begin to bud, he ties a little ribbon around them. It says, Harelu Bikurim. That's the Bikurim. But there is also Tosefes HaBikurim. A person can add as much as he wants. Bikurim is one of the things which Ein Lohem Shiur, and the person can give his entire crop as Bikurim if he wishes. He can certainly add a little to the basic, essential, minimum core of Bikurim. So this is the extra Bikurim, which, as we see, has a halacha of Bikurim Mamosh. V'itur habikurim, and then you have this top layer, which is just kind of for show, which is the top layer of the basket to make it look beautiful. So the halacha is, tosefes habikurim in bemino. This tosefes habikurim, if you're giving bikurim from grapes, this tosefes, this extra, has to also be given from grapes. If you're giving bikurim from figs, the extra has to also be figs. However, v'itur habikurim in b'she'eino mino. The itur, the decorative layer, when you're giving dates and you have some beautiful figs you want to put on the top, you can put the figs on the top. You have beautiful grapes and you want to put olives on the top, you put olives on the top. It can be min b'she'eino mino, and as we saw in the previous Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Anos, it can even be min shelo min hashiva minim. It can even be apples and then pears. Tosefes habikurim necheles betahara. The halacha is that bikurim proper, can only be eaten betahara, when they are tohor, not if they become tome. It's kind of like truma in many respects, as we've seen. However, and in addition, the tosefes bikurim also is necheles betahara. Tosefes bikurim as a halacha, as bikurim mamosh. However, upeturo min hadamai. Now the halacha is that bikurim, when the Kohen gets bikurim, he doesn't have to give maisa to the Levi from the bikurim. And even if it's vadai eino usor, he doesn't have to give maisa. Certainly, if he gets bikurim from the Amhoretz, he doesn't have to be concerned. Maybe the Amhoretz did not give maisa, so I have to give maisa what's called demai. Demai is the maisa which you give when you purchase from an Amhoretz who most likely did not give maisa, did not give the tithe. However, when it comes to tosefes bikurim, like bikurim, it's pturo min hademai, you don't have to give demai, and memeforshim say, you don't have to give, even if it's vadai eino usor, the Kohen does not have to give maiser from the tosefes bikurim. The tosefes bikurim is, in all respects, like bikurim itself. However, Ha'v'itur ha'bikurim chayev v'demai. The itur bikurim, if a Kohen gets bikurim from an Amoretz, he does have to be concerned, maybe Meiser was not given, and he has to give Meiser misofek. Certainly, if the Kohen receives bikurim, from which he knows that Meiser has not been given, certainly he has to be mafrish Meisres. However, the unresolved question here is Tosefes bikurim, we see, like bikurim, must be eaten b'tahara. What about itur bikurim? Does that have to be eaten b'tahara as well? The Mishnah is silent on this point. The Meforshe HaMishnah, the Meleches Shlomo, for example, point out, based upon a Rambam, that the itur bikurim, like bikurim and Tosefes bikurim, must be eaten by the Kohen b'tahara. And so we have finished lesson number 16.